Chapter 9, The Ghost Whistle.
If we can find the bank,
said Akira,
we can take shelter from the snow. Come on, let's move away from this lake.
Mais lorsqu'on s'éloignait du lac, il y avait encore moins de lumière. Ils avançaient de plus en plus lentement. La neige leur arrivait presque aux genoux, et les flocons étaient de plus en plus gros.
We must find a shelter,
soupira Akira.
The snow is thicker and thicker.
Puis elle siffla de nouveau.
Why do you whistle?
Asked Tom.
Mac is here.
I didn't whistle,
said Akira.
I heard you whistle,
said Tom.
It wasn't a ghost.
Soudain, ils entendirent un nouveau sifflement, et Mac bifurqua pour prendre la direction du son.
James!
S'écria Akira avec un grand sourire.
Mac has found James!
Avec un regain d'énergie, les deux jeunes suivirent le poney. Très vite, ils arrivèrent devant une falaise dans laquelle étaient creusées des grottes naturelles. Un homme à la stature imposante, James était aussi grand et fort que son père, se tenait devant l'entrée d'une des grottes. Il caressait la tête de Mac et ouvrit les bras en apercevant Akira.
Akira, you found me,
he said.
I didn't find you,
said Akira.
Mac did, and Tom too. James, this is my friend Tom. He's staying at the hotel. He's French.
Tom serra la main de James. Il était content qu'Akira le présente comme son ami.
It was Tom who found the two books to switch and opened the secret door in the library,
said Akira.
But then it got too dark to see, and the snow was falling thicker and thicker, and we were lost.
I heard you whistle for Mac,
said James.
So I whistled too.
But what are you doing here?
Asked Akira.
Why did you disappear?
Come into the cave and we'll talk,
said James.
I can make a fire and I've got biscuits to eat. You must be very cold and hungry. Mac too.
So they went into the cave with the pony and James gave Mac some sugar. Puis il fit du feu et alla chercher des paquets de biscuits au fond de la grotte.
Here, this is for you,
said James. He gave a packet of biscuits to Tom.
How old are you, Tom?
11,
said Tom.
And you're French?
Yes,
said Tom.
I live in Bordeaux, in France. There is no snow in Bordeaux,
he added.
Well, I'm very pleased to meet you, Tom,
said James.
Thank you for helping my sister find me.
Pleased to meet you too, James,
said Tom.
James, what happened with you and Dad?
Asked Akira.
Why are you staying here in this cave? Why did you leave me clues and not say anything?
James fronça les sourcils.
Dad made me promise not to say a word to you,
he said.
So I didn't. But I left you clues so you could find me. I need you to help me.
Tom comprit que James avait promis de ne pas dire un mot à sa sœur, et qu'il avait donc laissé des indices. Mais cela n'expliquait pas la dispute avec son père, ni son départ précipité.
But why did you leave?
Akira insisted.
Do you remember that River Castle was sold to an Englishman?
James asked. Grâce au feu et aux biscuits, les doigts de Tom allaient mieux. Il prit son traducteur afin de mieux suivre les explications de James, qui parlait d'un château vendu à un Anglais. Akira nodded.
Well, I had found some dead animals in the forest,
said James.
All sorts of animals. Just killed for the fun and left there. Somebody was killing animals that are protected.
Dead, mort. Killed, tué. Protected, protégé. James trouvait des animaux morts dans la forêt et quelqu'un tuait ces animaux protégés. Sans doute cet Anglais.
It had to be William Tate from River Castle,
poursuivit James.
But when I told Dad I was going to report him to the police, Dad said that I had no proof, and that Tate is rich and powerful. He told me to forget the whole thing.
James avait dit à son père qu'il avait l'intention d'aller à la police, et son père avait dit qu'il n'avait aucune preuve, et que William Tate était un homme puissant. Il avait conseillé à son fils d'oublier toute l'affaire.
But I can't just forget. These men are killing our wild animals. Dad said they'd kill me if I reported them to the police. But there are laws in Scotland. You can't hunt animals just as you please. and you can't hunt whenever you feel like it. These men are hunting protected animals. They aren't respecting our laws.
Tom essaya de suivre. Il avait compris qu'il était question de chasse, hunt, et de loi, laws, donc de chasse illégale, et que ces hommes allaient probablement tuer James s'ils les dénonçaient à la police.
So, I borrowed some video cameras from university to film them,
said James.
I hide in trees or bushes, and I film them hunting with illegal guns and at illegal times. And I take the dead animals and hide them in the caves as proof. Mr. William Tate and his friends may be powerful, but they still have to respect the law. And when the police discover that they kill animals, they will prosecute them. I need you to take the memory cards from the cameras to the police.
Des caméras vidéo, obéir à des lois, traduire en justice. Tom avait l'impression que James agissait comme l'aurait fait un policier. Il avait donc filmé les coupables en flagrant délit, et il avait laissé des indices afin qu'Akira puisse le retrouver et rapporter les cartes mémoire à la police. Tom avait peur, mais il avait surtout envie d'aider James à protéger les animaux sauvages.